You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
I just wanted to compliment Cody on what I think might be, whether it's his best back in my day or not, doesn't really matter, but it's certainly the most amount of work he's put into anything.
Well, he actually tried. Greg, it was very exciting to see you try. That was clearly, you made an effort. You were legitimately shamed, evidently. Look, the relationship between Cody and I want to explain this to the entirety of the audience, because there are many, many times I fall on the wrong side of mean with Greg. And Greg, while not a very good friend in many instances, is actually someone who loves me dearly and is one of my best friends in the world. So when we're doing the show together, I'm often, I'm often legitimately frustrated by him. But he also knows, because he's one of the funniest people I've ever known, he also knows that the Larry David sort of arguing on behalf of ridiculous things, even though it's really him, because it's not actually a bit, he argues on behalf of ridiculous things. It's a great frustration. He's awful this way. Chris, you hate him for it. Your own father, his wife hates this about him. But you legitimately botched something this weekend for me. Like, you legitimately botched we're in the middle of our free agency. We have a new CEO. Everyone's on the ride with us. And you, again, I called you in the middle of things in order to get some help from you on something, because you always want the scoop, and to give you the scoop, and everything fell apart from there. Everything. Like, I was trying to give you something, and the response was, I'm on the beach. Can I give it to someone else?
Yeah, pretty much. It was a big anniversary for my wife and I. And, you know, the opportunity to have the scoop on this just came at the worst possible time. And I really regretted to turn it down and hand it off. And I'm so sorry that it became a problem for you. And that's the truth.
Well, where was that apology before when we were talking about it?
Yeah, that would have been nice.
I mean, how many times can I say I'm sorry? You know, that kind of thing. I mean, you know, I said what I said. I had no idea at the time. That I figured the news is going to break today, whether it's my byline on it or somebody else's, it doesn't matter. I legitimately didn't know that it was going to create a problem between you and your new, partner.
The most powerful man. Well, this is the other thing. I didn't feel like Greg Cody actually. I don't think that Greg Cody actually knew. I don't think he thought it was the news. He wanted a name he more instantaneously recognized, as opposed to the story that it was going to be, which is one of the most powerful executives in sports. I don't think actually that Greg Cody thought it was very newsworthy.
I mean, in terms of executives, I feel like that name's instantly recognizable. Greg, did he want you to hire Dan Marino?
Greg, I feel like, do I have this wrong? Greg, do I have this wrong? When I was calling you to give you the story, I got the very strong feeling on the phone, oh, that's it? Oh, I'm not going to ruin my anniversary for that. That's it. That story's not big enough. That's a shit story.
No, I didn't mean to give you that impression.
Chris, why are you shaking your head? Yes, Chris. You were there.
I was on a conversation with him afterwards where he kind of was like, look, this is not Dan leaving ESPN. This is not Dan saying where they're going. And I kind of got that from Greg.
No, wow. And that's exactly what I was about to say in the spirit of transparency.
Yeah, right. Jeez, you okay? Holy shit, man.
Okay.
It's happening. He's dying. Oh my God.
In the spirit second of time he's choked in the last few days.
Take a shot of tequila?
If I'm speaking with my journalism hat on, it's not as big a news as you and ESPN having your amicable or ugly divorce, depending on one's point of view. And I don't think it's as big a news to your audience, to your army of fans, as when you finally reveal where you're going to turn up next. Does that mean I don't think it's big news? It is big news. It's two giants in sports media getting together to form a company. But, you know, I hope on some level, and maybe Valerie had a talk with you and convinced you, I hope on some level you realize that a major anniversary with my wife was also a big deal.
I understand where Greg is coming from. This isn't one of those things that we're talking out beforehand, though. Now that we have the result, you totally undersold that. That was picked up by every media reporter there is. Now, that's not your beat, but in terms of the Dan Le Batard show, them hiring an instantly recognizable CEO that used to be with ESPN and is splitting time between this and DAZN, that is a massive media story, and you would have had people with massive media followings, huge Twitter followings, retweeting you. So I think you underestimated it just from an exposure standpoint.
It could be, Mike, but at the same time...
Well, no, it is. I've seen the numbers on the retweets. It's not, it could be. The people that wrote the stories got massive interaction.
But Greg is being very clear about the scoop he wants. He wants the scoop of where we're going next. He does not want the scoop of who the new CEO is. If you can only choose one scoop, that's the scoop he's choosing. You're not getting that one either, by the way.
Greg, in an effort to try to kind of unify things, I just want to congratulate you on your 40th wedding anniversary, because I was thinking about it. I'm going to be 73 when it's my 40th wedding anniversary, assuming I live to be 73 right. years old. Oh, so congrats. Not everybody gets there. So congratulations on a hell of an accomplishment.
Way to go.
40 yeah. years, Greg.
Massive
huh?
achievement,
that.
Greg.
Yeah.
Massive
no,
achievement.
It was a big deal.
Hold on, though. I'd actually like to find a tipping point on this. So, Greg.
Marino.
Hold on a second. I'd like to find an actual tipping point on this. So let me say that I'm going to give you a scoop that's going to get your beloved clicks exactly where you want them. What is the story I had to be calling you with in order to get you to let go of all that romance in your heart because you love your bride of 40 years and wander away toward the clicks? What would the phone call have had to be for you to summon your son with a computer? Hey, bring it out here, as if you couldn't write this into your phone or something, or go to an internet cafe or something. Explain to me what the story needed to be.
You know, maybe the next step, maybe the Dan Le Batard show beginning March 3rd or whatever the date is going to be on this platform, whether it's blank, blank, or blank.
How about if the story had been me and Stugatz breaking up? Stugatz, the partnership is over.
Yeah, that might have done it. You know, it's interesting. On the Greg Cody Show podcast, on the Stugatz podcast, Stupidity, I interviewed Stugatz and I asked him about that. I said, you know, you're a free agent. What if somebody comes to you? Are you going to leave this family? And he answered.
I did. I answered no, unless they give me the Sunday Night Football booth. That is
Stugatz, you got to tell them you got to tune in to find out what I said. That's how you drive the clicks.
Oh, you're right. All right. Scrap that. You got to tune in to the latest edition of Stupidity to find out how I answered Greg's question.
Can you please explain, as our Mike, I don't want to. We're going to end for the day here in a second. This thing is revving awfully fast and it's a little bit careening and out of control. But I am hoping the aforementioned Skipper, I am hoping to have a conversation with him here at some point that we will release this week that will explain more of what's going on here, which was supposed to be coordinated with a Greg Cody scoop that he failed to execute as part of this and just really botched with just general journalism incompetence because he doesn't actually understand the story that this is, because it's bigger. Our show becoming a conglomerate, Greg, is a bigger story. It's going to become a conglomerate when some partner emerges, because we're in the middle of a pirate radio phase. And I could have explained all of this to you and directly to our audience, but you told me to call Barry Jackson. We were headed toward that conversation and you weren't impressed enough with the Skipper news for me to be able to actually explain to you some of what we've got lined up that I'm now going to do on my podcast, not your podcast, not Stupidity. We're going to do it over here, and you blew your opportunity there because of your laziness. We're going to do it on South Beach Sessions.
That's fine, and it wasn't. I do want to make clear it wasn't laziness, it was priorities.
Except if I'd called you with a bigger story.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
If I
there were exceptions I would have made, yes.
Yes, priorities out the window.
Stugatz and I breaking up would have ruined your 40th anniversary. That's a thing.
Might have, Yeah, might have. Levitard all insulted and hurt because I didn't deem his, skipper marriage to be worthy of me missing my 40th anniversary.
According to your marriage.
I apologize. I'm trying to keep a happy marriage here. Trying to be married for 40 more years until I'm in my, 104 years old.
Greg, real quick, what's the toughest year of marriage? Is it the first or the 40th?
I would say just about everything in between. Yeah. The first year were almost literally on your honeymoon. And when you get beyond 40, man, it's all gravy. I mean, you've been there, done that. There's no more pressure. Kids are grown, that kind of thing.
So you turned down the scoop. I'm sure your wife was just moved by that. And I'm curious, later after dinner in the hotel room, how'd that go?
Oh, no.
Baby!
Why do you keep doing that? Chris, why do you keep doing that? Stop doing that. Chris, I do not like this evolution of the show.
We've married 40 years. If you think that would happen.
So butt stuff?
Oh my god.
Oh. You can tell me.
I mean, Chris, I appreciate because I was wondering, will I still be having sex at that age?
Oh, butt sex?
I don't know why I'm interested in it.
I think I better stop talking.
Butt stuff? I can talk to you. We can back channel.
Chris, it's your mom.
Get it? Back channel.
Hey, man.
What?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.